Will the chambers come to order? Will the chambers come to order? Mr. President, the chambers are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The joint session will please come to order. The purpose of this joint session is to consider the governor's veto on committee substitute for Senate Bill number 16, Labor and Commerce. The Senate Secretary will take the quorum of the Senate.
Senator Adams?
Here.
Senator Collins?
Here.
Senator Cotton?
Yes.
Senator Kraft?
Yes.
Senator Duncan?
Here.
Senator Fisher?
Here.
Senator Frank?
Here.
Senator Halford?
Here.
Senator Hoffman?
Here.
Senator Jones?
Here.
Senator Krutula? Senator Menard?
Here.
Senator Pierce?
Here.
Senator Pershaw?
Here.
Senator Rohde?
Present.
Senator Schultz?
Here.
Senator Strzelczewski?
Here.
Senator Ewing? Is excused. Senator Jaroff?
Present.
Senator Lawson?
Here.
18 members present, one excused, one absent.
Mr. Speaker, will you take the quorum of the House?
Will the members of the House please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk tally the board? Representative Bloomberg.
39 members present. 40 members present.
40 members present, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senator Duncan, I knew you were going to do that. House is called. Find Senator Krutula. The call has been satisfied. Representative Grunberg.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to remind that the House was already under a call.
Thank you. I would ask the body to pay attention. This might be complicated. These are the ground rules. Listen closely. To override the governor's veto, it takes two-thirds affirmative vote of the full membership of the legislature sitting in joint session as one body, which means 40 votes. A yes vote will override. A no vote will sustain. Senator Halford.
That notwithstanding the governor's veto, committee substitute for Senate Bill 16, Labor and Commerce, become law. I'd like to ask for an adjournment, Mr. President.
Session, please come back to order. The question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill number 16, Labor and Commerce, become law notwithstanding the governor's veto? Speaker Grusendorf, take the poll of the House.
The members of the House may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk lock the roll? Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk tally the board?
28 yeas, 12 nay.
Secretary, call the roll of the Senate.
Senator Adams?
No.
Senator Collins?
Yes.
Senator Cotton?
Yes.
Senator Kraft?
Yes.
Senator Duncan?
Yes.
Senator Fisher?
Yes.
Senator Frank?
Yes.
Yes.
Senator Helford?
No.
Senator Hoffman?
No.
Senator Jones?
No.
Senator Krutula?
Yes.
Senator Menard?
Yes.
Senator Pierce?
No.
Senator Pershaw?
Yes.
Senator Rohde?
Yes.
Senator Schultz?
No.
Senator Sturgalewski?
Yes.
Senator Ewens excused. Senator Jaroff?
Yes.
Senator Eliason?
No.
Do any senators wish to change their vote?
12-7. The roll.
Secretary, take the roll.
The roll shows 12 yeas, 7 nays, for a total of 40 yeas, 19 nays.
Can we finish, please? And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill number 16, Labor and Commerce, has become law, notwithstanding the governor's veto. Senator Helfer?
I move and ask unanimous consent that joint session stand and adjourn.
Adjourned.